DW。
デビューミニアルバム「愛よけ」を発売することが決定しました。
イエーイ。
There's an addictive quality to J-pop that's designed to entice teeny boppers. The performers are known as idols. With high school girls fueling the hysteria, it's no surprise joining an idol group is a dream shared by many young women. It's a dream Chiyomona had too.The 23-year-old is half Japanese and half Chinese. She studied at an international high school in China and is fluent in three languages. She was picked to be the lead singer of a new J-pop group called Deaf Wheel, signed to major label Avex after being scouted by music legend Komuro Tetsuya, known as the godfather of J-pop. Backstage at their live show, she says she prefers to be called a singer rather than an idol.But working with a famous producer has its perks.
Everything is actually super new. We don't have much fans yet. But like most of our fans are from Komuro-san's fans. The age group is a bit older. And then that's really weird because we thought our music is towards younger generation.
2 years ago, Chiyo was studying at Tokyo's prestigious Waseda University while pursuing her singing career. She sent her demos to major music labels, only to be turned down by all except one.
I went to an audition for Sunny, and they didn't like me at all. And then everyone else was like super skinny and super cute. And then really, they have a really cute voice. Then my voice was really like mature. They just didn't even ask any question of me. They're so obviously not interested in me. So after that audition, I kind of lost faith. I was like, oh, maybe I can be a singer in Japan because that's what, not what they want.
J-pop supergroups like AKB48 have sold more than 200 million records. They've built an empire, crafting their stage personality and likability, centered around the concept of kawaii, or cuteness. Kazuto Okawa is a solo electronic musician under the name of 4L.For 10 years, he's been composing hit singles for some of Japan's most successful female pop artists. He says idols are in a business of selling a fantasy of purity and naivety. It's not a platform to prove you're the best singer or dancer.
As a composer and music producer, I know software is like auto-correcting vocal lines and whatnot, becoming a default of production. But I think the more to do is like a charisma, for instance, you know, what sort of...image do you have on Instagram, you know, on SNS, like what kind of personality?
Music label and talent agency Avex specializes in producing solo stars like Amuro Namie and Ayumi, which are household names in Japan. Chiyo says each member of Deaf Wheel was scouted individually, an unusual strategy for a J-pop group.It's no coincidence some of the members are multilingual.
For other groups, they audition for girls. Like, they want a group, then they audition for girls. But then in our case, it's different. For example, Ayano, one of our group members, she is really good at acting. And then Rei is the leader, and she's really good at fashion. She's the fashionista of our group. Yeah, she buys clothes for us because I suck at fashion. And then Letty is like really good at rapping, and Hina wants to do model because she is really cute. And then I want to be a singer. We all have our own strength.
Together they line up backstage, ready to greet music industry officials the traditional Japanese way, with a bow and a humble how do you do. Being an idol is more than a 9-to-5 job. It's a vow to an arduous daily routine.Chiyo says she juggles four vocal coaches, private lessons, group practice, and occasional acting lessons. She dances for up to 6 hours a day, every day.
They're quite pushing us, every one of us. But then I don't think they're pushing me in a hard way. Yeah, they want us not only to be an like normal idol, they want us to have our own value. So they pay for our concert, also books. Like, they want us to learn about politics. They want us to be like...the girl that every Japanese girl wants to be, a role model instead of idol.
Chiyo says she's one of the lucky ones. She's not paid much, but she's happy to be in the spotlight without having to take up a part-time job. Composer Kazuto Okawa says it's hard to imagine J-pop without the element of overwork. He says it's an inseparable part of Japanese society.
We work hard. We work way harder than, you know, a lot of countries, and we get paid way less. And I think that just extended to idol culture.
That can be problematic when group members are teenagers, he says. In addition to the demanding routines, there's also strict rules. Many idol groups have a no-dating policy for their members to preserve the illusion of youthful innocence and availability. In 2013, one founding member of AKB48 was caught with a boyfriend and demoted. The scandal was picked up by international media when the member shaved her head and issued a teary public apology. Kazuto Okawa says while it's an industry standard to keep idols on a tight leash, J-pop groups also represent nostalgia, and that's highly valued.
It's kind of a complex idea because I think it's kind of like they have something that we have lost on the way, you know, growing up. After you become a certain age, you know, we all know the world isn't as perfect as we all thought it should be.
Chio admits joining a J-pop group usually means saying goodbye to dating, going out and posting freely on social media. She says she is allowed a partner, but doesn't have the time.
My manager actually asked me last week, wait, you should find a boyfriend. And then I was like, why? And then she's like, then you can understand the lyrics, then you can understand the song. Because we're singing about love, but if we don't love, then that's weird if you're singing a love song, but you cannot have a boyfriend, right?
Idol groups in Japan navigate a delicate realm of adorable and suggestive, just enough to tease fans. But Chio says, unlike other groups, Def Will has free reign over the kind of image they want to project.
I always ask for, like, costumes that shows my belly and stuff. And I told my manager I really like how my butt looks. Like, it's so different from J-pop. And then they never tell you, oh, your butt is too fat. That part of Def Will is really free because our target customers are not men. We want girls to, like, fall in love with us.
Early in her career, Chio was still finding her feet. For the moment, she's not tied up with slotting into a specific category or definition. Even so, she represents a new breed of J-pop singers, ready to give other groups a run for their money. Tsanka Sirapala, DW, Tokyo.
This report was brought to you by DW.